protesters defied a mandatory curfew. President Pedro Castillo imposed the measure late on Monday. Protesters said it infringed on their freedom. Police tried to contain the people's anger. They used tear gas as thousands of Peruvians demanded Castillo's resignation. Many had come to rally peacefully, with children and the elderly joining the demonstrations. Antonio Portugal says he'll protest until Castillo is ousted.
Indignado! Indignado!
I'm so angry. We cannot have this kind of a president. We have to put pressure on him to leave and to leave now.
Stores, schools and markets remained closed for most of the day. The army was deployed to some districts. Pedro Castillo was under pressure and lifted the curfew 6 hours before it was due to end. The spike in fuel, food and fertilizer prices was too much, even for the president's former supporters. Poor Peruvians, whose hopes were raised when he came to power last year, are now turning their backs on the government.
The truth is that Castillo has to leave because he's inept. This is not a government. Out with him.
The president met lawmakers to find a solution to the crisis, but left without announcing any plan.
The situation is getting more tense in the streets of the capital as the hours go by, with protesters throwing rocks at police and police responding with tear gas. Now, these are a series of protests that began a week ago, and many believe that they will continue.
Whatever Castillo decides to do next, protesters here say they are fed up with a president who's not fit to govern. Mariana Sanchez, Al Jazeera, Lima, Peru.